The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of a South Dakota man who used two Facebook accounts to distribute child pornography. Kevin Lamb was found guilty in Sioux Falls federal court. Lamb claims the trial judge erred by allowing the jury to hear evidence linking him to a fictitious Facebook account. Kevin Lamb came to the attention of Homeland Security during an investigation into another suspect's use of Facebook to traffic child pornography. Investigators found communications between that suspect and Kevin Lamb, as well as someone named Mike Malone. Agents saw similarities between the Lamb and Malone accounts that led them to believe they were managed by the same person. During the investigation, agents received certified copies of those Facebook messages. Lamb was eventually convicted of distributing, possessing, and producing child pornography. Lamb is represented at oral arguments before the 8th Circuit by Elizabeth Hertz. She says other appellate courts have required corroborating facts before allowing social media exchanges into evidence.
And because social media evidence is so easy to falsify, it is not enough for the government to show that the records come from Facebook.
But the prosecutor argues that more than enough supporting evidence was presented at trial. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeff Clapper tells appellate judges that a search of Lamb's apartment turned up a cell phone and memory cards that contained photos and other evidence linked to both accounts. When people contacted either Lamb or Malone to ask for a photo, the same photo was provided, and both accounts linked to the same email address.
There were just multiple different connections between Kevin Lamb and the Mike Malone account. It was easy for the jury to make that conclusion, and there was no evidence that it was anybody else.
In its opinion, the 8th Circuit notes that appeals courts have not agreed on the level of authentication needed for social media evidence, but the 8th Circuit finds that the trial judge in the Lamb case did require sufficient supporting evidence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.